wake up.
You're waking up with Gino.
Wake me now.
In the Magic Morning Show.
First thing in the morning.
Magic 104.
More full moon readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium. Check her out online, enlightenedhorizons.com. You can also follow her on Facebook. Real quick, I do want to check her Magic 104 forecast, brought to you by the Red Park Pub, located in downtown Glen. Mostly cloudy today with some possible rain showers, high of 67. Tonight, more rain showers, likely low of 57. And for tomorrow, your Saturday, it's going to be cloudy with some rain showers off and on all day and into the evening. High of 65, low of 51. It's cloudy right now, 45 here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 43 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. And if, just in case you are listening and looking for some celebrity scoop, we have posted it on our website. You can check that out. That's all brought to you by Barley and Salt, located right here at Settlers Green. And they're outstanding. I don't know if you've been over there yet.
We should just go there, too.
Yeah, we have a lot to go to. We get a lot to get to.
I'm going to get my Barley and Salt food in, tacos.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. And then go over to North Conway Premier because they're set up for springtime.
Yeah, play some cornhole, buy a grill, and sit on a couch. I'm in.
they brought out the grills, and they are really the best place to go for appliances. Furniture, all of that.
I really have to say, because every time I talk about me coming on here, I love to support them because they support us. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, yeah, but it's a rental kind of place. I'm like, no, it's a rent-to-own place. Yeah. It's brand new. Everything in there is brand new. Maybe they have some things you use.
Sure.
I have not seen them.
Right.
But you go in, it's brand new. It's clean. It's gorgeous.
It really is. And they have a great selection, not even only in the showroom, but there's this nice little kiosk that you can go through for Ashley Furniture. And you can scroll there through for days, it feels like, to really get the set that you want. And you can have it, and they do the delivery and the whole nine yards.
Super good guys.
And they actually have some new swag that they were showing off, some new brand new hats that they just got made.
I don't think I can wear the hats that have the flat brim.
Flat brim. Dan pulls it off. I don't think I would either. But I would like, you see my hat collection.
I know.
Here.
I covet some of them, actually.
Yeah. So if the guys from Premier are listening, you got to hook me up now.
I'll wear it. I'm going to wear it.
So it's really stylish stuff. Shop them online, northconwaypremier.com. All right, let's get some more readings here. It's already almost, oh my goodness.
No, I don't want to go.
I know. It's so fast. All right. This one says, hi, Sarah. Happy Friday. This is from Karen from Bedford. Wondering if you had any insight into why she's experiencing some pain in her lower back. It's on the left. It's been troubling her for several months.
The first image that I got is someone holding a baby, and then I can feel that pain in your lower back. I don't know if you didn't have kids and you regret it, or if you had kids and you're missing them. Acknowledge where you are in your life. And I like where you are. I think that you're exactly where you're meant to be. But release either the sadness of not having it or whatever happened. There's some tie to a child, a wanting of a child or not having a child or having a child. And then the child's grown up and gone away. Talk to your body. Tell it that it did exactly what it was meant to do. And that celebrate where you find yourself today. This is a reading that I could do like a really big one on. Because usually there's an underlying emotional reason for a physical symptom. And this one's a pretty big one.
Okay. Yep. That one goes out to Karen from Bedford. Karen, again, if you're listening, go to enlightenedhorizons.com. You can reach out to Sarah and book a session with her that way or hit her up on Facebook. Or what do you prefer? What's the best way
In
touch?
Facebook, I'm on a ton. It's like my brain candy. So I see that really quickly. And then email is really good as well. If you call me, there's a 99% chance I don't return calls only because I get distracted.
All right. Fair enough.
Not going to lie.
Nice and honest.
Not my strength. Yep.
Okay. This one's from Rebecca. She's actually texting in on asking a question about her daughter. Her daughter's name is Luna. They're from Freiburg. Wondering, she's having some struggles with her future career, future job, anything there? For Luna.
For Luna?
Yeah.
I don't think Luna has any clue what she wants to do. There's a really great book, and I can't say the title on air, but if you look up this author called Jen Sincero, you are a something. There's a swear word in it, so I'm not going to say it. It's a really great book that reminds you, like, you can do anything. You're capable of doing anything. And there's also one that you're at making money. And that's the second book that I think that the daughter kind of needs. She can do anything she wants. So if she likes making designs, then make T-shirts and sell them and make a ton of money with it. She has this limiting belief that it has to be done a certain way, and that's not true. There is somebody getting paid to do your dream job. Go figure out what do you love doing and make a career of it. It's possible.
Okay, very cool. That one goes out to Luna from Freiburg through her mother, Rebecca. This one is Jesse. Jesse from Conway texting in. Lost her stepdad suddenly a few years ago, wondering if he's okay and if he's around.
Yeah, I get a wicked nauseous feeling. The minute I get into, or he gets into my body, it's like, my heart, my legs, everything just feels like I feel like I'm sinking in the chair. physically, I think that there was a lot of stuff going on that he didn't tell anybody about. Like, honestly, I feel like I can't even sit upright. So he knew that he wasn't healthy, but he also didn't want to burden anybody. He's great now. But he is very apologetic. Like, he didn't realize that by not giving people the in that they needed, he unempowered them. I don't know what the right word is. Mm-hmm. It didn't help your cause the way he did it, and he apologizes. That's huge for him to apologize. Like, he just looked at me like he didn't even think he was going to apologize. But he does.
Yeah. And that has to go back to the suddenly, obviously.
Yeah. Because he knew, though. It was sudden, but it wasn't surprising for him.
Okay. Fair enough. Just from Eaton texting in, she lost her kitty back in June, Mr. Meowgi,
yep.
Which is a great name,
by the way. I love that name.
Wondering how he is, and then she has a new kitten named Bailey, wondering how she is.
I don't know which one of them is like a light orange color with longer hair, but I just see them grooming, like licking their paw, licking their paw, licking their paw, and getting so distracted by the licking of the paw that they're not even wiping their face with it. And I think that's Mr. Meowgi, and I just get so peaceful, like, oh, this life is so good. I'm just going to groom myself. It's like, or just my wrist. And the new cat, I kind of get like, that new cat is chasing things you can't see. There's sprite-like energy all around your house. They're telling you to knock it off, stop being so serious, stop taking yourself so seriously, and just go have some fun. I feel like if you could go hang out with a bunch of younger kids and get some balloons and make them play keep away, you have fun. Lighten up.
It's a very enlightened cat.
It is. It is. It's like seeing everything you're not, yeah. But it's here to bring the playfulness back into your life.
Awesome. Very cool. That one goes out to Jess from Eaton. Marie from Center Conway texting in. Their dog, Di, is an English setter and is starting to fail. Mm-hmm. How well do you think is the time will go? Any vibe on that at all?
Excuse me. It's interesting. It makes my throat really tight and really tickly. So I feel like my airway is becoming the limiting factor. I feel like I'm starting to... I'm trying not to cough. I feel like I'm starting to choke on my food and my, I don't think you're actually feeding kibble or it's like the kibble was getting stuck and tickly. So I think you might've already shifted the food. I don't think there's a ton of life left in this dog. Work with your vet, but I really get the dog is already looking at you like, I'm tired. I'm kind of ready. So use your judgment on it and look for signs. I think, you know, the day that you're sitting there with the dog and one beam of light comes through and lands right near you both. That's like, okay, you can't get a clearer sign than that. I think you're getting signs.
Yeah, for sure. And that's another good thing to put here that you always say anyway is to check with the vets.
Yeah.
Because of when it comes to
I know
you're
nothing.
Getting.
This comes out of my mouth, but I'm a conduit.
Right.
So if the vet says Sarah's crazy, trust your vet.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Nancy from Conway texting in. She said she's been on a journey of discovering herself for the last 2 years and would like to know if you're getting any feelings of her proceeding forward.
Yeah, I feel really good. I kind of feel like somebody's doing an interpretive dance with a long, flowy blue and green... I don't know what a caftan is. I'm assuming it's a dress thing. I don't know. That's the word I just heard.
Okay.
And I feel like your arms are open, your heart's open. Like whatever you're doing now, you're leading with your chest, which is great because your heart is open and willing and ready to receive. And you're not like you're not even afraid of the icky people getting back in. It's like they're showing me like a spaceship where you have this force field around you or the nose cone that's going to deflect away any negativity. So I think you're just what I want to tell you is just keep on shining. This little light of mine. I don't know the lyrics to the song, but this little light of mine, they're singing. I don't even know what your question was, but I really get
she's discovering herself.
Oh yeah,
so
you're
sense.
Doing great.
Actually, okay.
I don't feel like I can offer you anything because I think you're amazing.
She's on the right path.
Oh my god, yeah.
There we go. That one goes out to Nancy from Conway. We're gonna take one more quick break and then we'll be back for a quick section. I can't believe it's almost 9 o'clock already, right here on the Magic Morning Show. We'll be back in two. It's Magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.